During KFC $10 Tuesdays, you can get a bucket of golden brown juicy chicken plus four dipping sauces for just $10. Or see what $10 gets you at a coffee shop.
Okay, now before you enjoy this coffee, let me explain the process each individual.
Anyway, enjoy KFC $10 Tuesdays. Get your choice of eight original recipe tenders with four sauces or classic fried chicken, both seasoned with our secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Only at KFC. It's finger licking good. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Flown with pride, the Irish flag could be the perfect symbol for United Ireland, but it has been misappropriated to stand for hate and exclusion. It's time to take it back. They're the words of journalist Mick Clifford in his piece in The Examiner over the last day or so. He's going to be with us a little bit later on. But Sean, the tricolour, it has become a symbol of something else in recent times, politically, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think there's an awful lot in Mick's piece that people will say, I've thought that, but never quite said it yet, or never quite appreciated it yet. And me, myself, I mean, when you pass a house now that has a tricolour outside it, certainly I'm much more likely to think, that's probably a racist house, rather than there's any sort of national pride or anything. It's just been taken over by far right agitators over the last few years, and the people who are wrapping themselves in it are people that I think the vast majority of Irish people wouldn't want to associate with at all. But we were kind of wondering, like, when was the last time you felt proper pride in the flag, in the tricolour? Like probably a match, maybe?
Yeah.
Italian 90? Are we going back that far?
I wouldn't go. Look, I do have pride in the flag, but I do accept it has been misappropriated. Like, I always think we've had a complicated relationship with the tricolour. Like, I'm a bit older, a fair bit older than you, Sean. Like, when I was a kid, you rarely saw the tricolour, apart from on a state building if you went to Dublin. It wasn't something that was used. And I some of that, I think, was a bit of a national inferiority complex compared to, say, the US or the UK, where you always saw their flags. Some of it was to do with the Troubles, and there's no doubt the Provost commandeered the tricolour for quite a period of time. Ironically, it was an Englishman that gave us back the tricolour with Jack Charlton and Euro 88 and Italian 90 and all that. And I think we took it back, and now it's been hijacked again. Like, why there is a need? I've never understood this need at an election count or at a rally to have a tricolour. Like, you're in Ireland, people there are Irish. Why do you need to have a flag? Funny enough, I've always had this view, and I know a lot of people disagree and think it's over the top. I've always had a view that every school in the country should fly the tricolour, that we should have a pride. I think the Scots are really good at this, pride in their flag, pride in their nation. I think we traditionally have not been great at it. I love the idea of every school following flying the flag, just to engender that belief and that that love of the flag. And maybe that's a way of taking back the flag now, because I do agree with Mick. I think it has been misappropriated.
Yeah, and we do need to think of a way to take that back and to make it stand for something else. Maybe it's something like you're suggesting there with the schools, because the most emotion we're feeling about it is now that we feel it's been taken away from us.
Yeah, I think that is true. I think that is true. And that is a sad thing. And it is our flag. It's everybody's flag. It doesn't belong to one group. It certainly doesn't belong to the far right, and it didn't belong to the IRA in the 1970s and 1980s and early 90s. Look, let us know what you think. Has the flag been hijacked? How do we take it back? We'd like to hear your views this morning.